Yes, and you can put them as well.
Hello.
Yes, could you pop yourself on mute, please, so we can't hear your background noise?
Okay.
Thank you very much. All right, I will just continue. Letting you know that I was about to ask my panel members whether they have any declarations of interest to be made regarding the DA today.
I don't have any.
Thank you. None. Thank you, and nor do I. All right, so just for your information, we're having trouble recording this meeting. And therefore, we may have to just rely on the minutes, but we will see how we go in this regard. All right, so the panel, we will make a decision regarding this DA today, and if the minutes and if the audio recording, it has been successful, both the minutes and the recording will be available on Council's website, usually within about 7 days. All right, so I did mention this is for 56 Rutledge Street Eastwood, is for a construction of a two-storey childcare centre with a basement car parking and capacity for 70 children. So to let you know, the panel members have undertaken a site visit this afternoon. We have received all of the assessment report and all the supporting information for the DA. And we have been briefed this afternoon as well. We have two speakers, one being a member of the public who I'll ask to address us first, and then the second being the applicant who can address any issues that may be raised by the objector, and then we will ask the applicant a series of questions as well. Our usual practice is to allow 3 minutes per speaker, and I ask that each speaker be heard in silence while addressing the panel, and that courtesy and respect be observed throughout the meeting. So now I invite our only objector, Kai Hong Wang, Gary, I believe. Could you take yourself off mute and address us on this development application, please? Kai, are you able to come off mute, please, and address us? We cannot hear you at this point.
Yeah. Okay, can you hear me now?
We can, thank you.
Okay. Thanks for Riot Council giving me opportunity to express our view of this development. My name is Kai Hong Huang. I'm the resident of number 21 Wentworth Road Eastwood. I've been received the council's letter regarding to this development. I've been talked to the surrounding neighbors on the 21 on the Wentworth Road and Campbell Street. And I'm sorry about the background noise. I'm still in the train station. That's the best I can do in the quiet space, you know.
That's fine. We can hear you. Thank you.
First of all, I want to address is for the development, we're very concerned about the traffic and on-site parking issues. We notice is that this is a large 70 child care center with a car park basement, that will be increased the traffic volume result of this proposed. And also I noticed on the Royal Registry and there was in the future there was potential road widening and extension on the of this Royal Registry. And I don't know how the development can go through, because in the future and they will be cutting frontage of the and the road for the road widening. And we also hiring some independent traffic engineer which is from the TEF consultants. They have the report and identify they on the if they parking on the Wentworth Road or Campbell Street, they were causing the you know, deficiency in the parking provisions. So yes, and also they got problem with the they got a problem with a sodic problem and will be increased the future noise because of this childcare center. And the other issue, particularly behind the our private, you know, town planner, they have to look at the plan, and back to me, their view is they got, for this development, they got the setback, rear setback issues, didn't comply with the council DCP. And also they point out a virtual privacy issue because the development got the a second floor balcony will be overlooked surrounding the rear neighbors. And they was point out this second floor balcony, you know, there's an overlooking issue for the surrounding property and doesn't comply with the council and DCP as well. And also myself is a civil engineer. I looked at the project is I noticed the rider council, they have very compulsive flood mapping systems. I noticed the road registry is on the road registry is a floodways, and because this development got the underground car park basement, large underground car park basement, and sloping down driveway, in the future will causing some, you know, water going to the basement. And will be jeopardized the public safety. So I don't know whether I'm sure it doesn't comply with the council flood management policy 8.2. If your basement, underground basement adjacent to the flooding area, you're not allowed any car park basement, you know.
Thank you, Kai. Yeah. Could you just, is there anything else, because your time has been complete?
Okay, all right. Oh, I'll just last minute. Give me last minute. I just want to say we're not really, you know, against any development, you know. We just concerned about the capacity, the too large capacity, this child care center, you know, and with the underground car park basement, you know,
okay,
causing the, you know, some difficulties to the surrounding community. That's our concern, you know.
Thank you, and we have a copy of all the submissions which we have read. Thank you, Kai.
Okay.
All right, now I'll turn to Jake Jansen. Thank you for your patience, Jake, very much so. I know there has been a little bit of miscommunication regarding the business, the actual paper, the assessment report that's in front of us. But please, if there's anything you would like to address us on, and we will certainly have a number of questions.
Yeah, sure. Just regarding Kai's objections, the items that he's raised, do you want me to address them or?
Yes, you're welcome to.
Yep. Okay. Sure. No. So, with regards to the traffic issues that Kai's raised, what we've done is we've tried to provide for a compliant number of parking spaces that is consistent with the DCP controls for 70 places in the basement parking area. And the parking area I know is configured in a way where vehicular access is from Rutledge Street. He's correct in that regard. What I would like to point out is that considering that Kai's a resident on Wentworth Road, we've tried to bring the traffic away from Wentworth Road, if that makes sense. We didn't have a look at a design outcome where the crossing and the driveway crossover was and the vehicles would be accessed from Wentworth Road, given that Rutledge is an RMS classified road, and we had a look at those alternatives. And what I thought, it was holistically, I thought that the vehicle entry point from Rutledge Road was, in this regard, the most appropriate point of entry. The traffic to Wentworth Road should be kept at a minimum, considering that the vehicles are coming in off Rutledge. And with the independent traffic analysis that there would be potentially cars parked on street, at the moment what we're doing is we're complying with the current DCP rates for on-site parking, so the centre shouldn't have to rely on any parking spaces on road. So there shouldn't technically be any congestion due to our centre, given the number of parking spaces we've proposed. I'm not entirely sure about the future road widening. I've got to look into that a little bit more. And currently the local planning controls and the LEP doesn't suggest that any of the Rutledge Street is dedicated as SB2 or anything like that for the road widening. So I'll look into that a little bit further. Increased future noise. Yeah, it's a childcare centre, so we do have to overcome those issues. We've got the acoustic consultant that's provided their acoustic reports and the recommended treatments to acoustically attenuate the outdoor play areas. We have incorporated the 4-hour outdoor play scenario so that the barriers are kept at a minimum height and still achieves the minimum requirements for the children to access outdoor play. The I think from a flood mapping perspective, yeah, we can definitely look into that further and see what impacts there would be from a flooding study. A flood study. We haven't had any correspondence with council during the assessment. This is the first time that we've had the correspondence from council with this meeting. So we would be more than happy to look into that further to see what implications there would be for the development. So I feel like that's all the comments from Kai.
Yes, okay. And if there are any particular comments you have regarding the assessment report?
In particular, I think just the fact that the assessment report has been completed without any correspondence to myself or the client, and we're kind of here at a point in time now where it's recommended for the refusal. I understand that it's gone to the concurrence and RMS or Traffic New South Wales has come back saying that they don't agree with the location of the driveway crossing at Rutledge Street, which is fine. We can look at an alternative. I do note that they've recommended that the driveway be along the southern boundary. I've had discussions with traffic engineers today as to where it could potentially be a compliant location, and they're suggesting that it's around the 10 to 12 metre mark from the tangent point in the intersection. So it's not the full length of the property where the driveway's got to go. So we are already looking at alternatives to where the driveway can potentially be repositioned so that it is compliant and consistent with the recommendations, or not the recommendations, but it could potentially be seen as appropriate for Traffic for New South Wales. So I think the only concern that I've got with that relocation of the driveway, as I said from the start, I think that the way that it's designed right now in terms of character built form, it's very much consistent with the area. It looks like a two-story dwelling. We've got a large area at the back, which is dedicated deep soil planting area. So we've got potential for large trees along the rear. I think that the way that we had the driveway configuration, I know that would have been contentious having it come off the RMS road, but the left-in, left-out approach is the safest. And looking at the recommendations that were suggested from our traffic report, it kind of suggested that there would be a slight impact on traffic flow to Rutledge, but almost negligible. So that's kind of why we stuck with that scheme and the current location of that driveway. With the air quality, we're definitely happy to go back to our consultant and potentially get, you know, further investigation reports done on that. Absolutely. I think the long and the short of it is there any potential opportunity for us to have a look at the scheme, given that this is the first time we've had a look at the contentious items in council's assessment, and look to move forward with a proposal that is not too dissimilar from what is currently shown, given that with the advice that I've received, the driveway location along Wentworth Road is still within 10 to 12 metres of the tangent point. We could potentially salvage somewhat of the scheme.
So we are a determining authority, so we approve, refuse or defer. Generally, to defer something, it's just for a tweak, a small design change or something like that. I guess I had a question. I know you didn't have a pre-DA meeting with council on this application. Why was that?
Probably I think it had a lot to do with the timelines that my client had. I think that he needed it lodged, and he needed it lodged quickly given that it was a vacant site and there's absolutely no income that's being generated from the site. So I think that that was more of a financial point rather than anything else.
Right. Yes, I hear what you say. It's generally a good opportunity to understand council's issues and can shorten timelines. I understand there is a cost involved. Okay. Yes, just is there anything we might go to questions? We'll go to question. Okay, I know my fellow panel member Philip has a question.
Hi Jake, Philip Ball here. Who is the owner? Like, I suppose one thing that's, you're the designer of the childcare centre. Obviously, it's important to know who the owner is. Have they got a background in childcare? Are they an existing operator?
They don't have a background in childcare. They have relied on myself for the expertise for the childcare design and layout, but they don't have a background in childcare. They do have a background in development, but not specifically for childcare.
Okay. And when they got to the number of 70 children, is that, you were saying they're in a kind of commercial hurry to get the site moving. Is that a drop-dead number for them in terms of their feasibility?
I mean, I guess nothing's really a drop-dead number. I mean, yes, from my design brief, the 70 places was
that's what they wanted.
The number to work towards. I don't know the specifics for him and what his actual drop-dead number is, but I know that I was, you know, to get to a 70-place number.
Because I actually agree with some of the things you said about the form of the centre and, you know, there's some deep soil and all that. It's the building that doesn't fit in with what's happening in that neighbourhood, but there's some fundamental issues with the existing scheme, particularly the access of the classified road.
Yeah.
And to me, that road's not so much about volume, it's about speed. They're very, very fast car movements on that road. So that involves a driveway redesign, and there's some documentational issues to do with emissions and acoustic reporting. Like, it looks like, from what you're saying, the DA was actually rushed in a little bit, because some of your supporting reports actually don't support your proposal, and that's not meant to happen in the DA process. You're meant to fine-tune your DA and go back to your consultants and do those things. So
I wouldn't necessarily say that it was rushed in. We did do a lot of investigation to start off with in terms of traffic. I'm fully across. For me, myself and my firm, what we do is we actually specialise in childcare, and we specialise in childcare applications. And I'm fully across, you know, the difficulties of having vehicular access from RMS classified roads. And I know that there's substantial air quality assessments that need to go into these things and making sure that the site is completely safe for children. I completely understand that. And we did that. So the first point in call was speaking with a traffic engineer. In this case, it was McLaren Traffic. And they basically suggested that it could potentially be possible. There was, we were highly aware of the risk associated with the concurrence with Traffic for New South Wales, and that it could be at any point in time deemed not appropriate. But from the investigations that they had and the traffic surveys and like reading through the traffic report, yes, the traffic was coming from Rutledge Street. We are fully across the fact that Rutledge Street is an RMS classified road and it is busy. But from their investigations, it looked as though it was, as I said before, that the impact on Rutledge Street in that particular location was negligible.
Unfortunately, you don't have Transport New South Wales roads
Exactly. Yeah. Unfortunately, that's right.
So that stymies us as a panel. I just raise another issue that actually means we can't approve it? There's a disagreement between council's FSR assessment and yours, and so you haven't submitted a clause 4.6.
Well, that's
fair. We can't approve it legally because of that. So you're going to also have to clarify that issue.
That's absolutely true. As I said, this is the first time that I've seen this assessment from council. I haven't had any RFIs. Yeah, this is the first time. So
you need. It's a shame you can't. The applicant didn't go for a pre-DA. It would have resolved a lot of these issues. I just want to raise a concern from our position is that if you have to redesign the driveway, you also have to clarify the flood and drainage impacts, and that will also affect. Even if you were to stick with this driver, we have no certainty that it can deal with flood issues. If that's the case, we'll check with council whether flooding is an actual issue. But we don't have any certainty that your amended driveway design won't have flow-on effects to the design of the rest of the building also.
Oh, look, I have to agree with you. And you know, if Rutledge Street is flood affected, we would definitely have to consider that. And I think with the relocation of that driveway to Wentworth Road, just even looking at the contours, Wentworth Road goes up, and it goes up quite steeply. So if we were to come up from the tangent point by 10 to 12 metres for the driveway entry point, I'm sure that would actually get it out of the flood zone.
True. Talk to the rear setback. There was the objector claim that you have a non-compliance with the rear setback.
Well, having a read through the assessment, I don't think, given that this is a corner site, there is actually a rear setback.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay, thank you.
And also, could you talk to the privacy, the concern with privacy from the overlooking from the second floor balcony?
Well, I mean, the second floor balcony is at a height of 1.39 metres, so the children themselves can't actually physically look over it. We do have portholes for, you know, a bit of observation over the street and surveillance from the kids and a bit of interaction from the outside and inside. But the staff, there'd be three or four staff members up on the top at any point in time for 4 hours a day. We can look at potentially having a obscure perspex screen on top of that if need be.
Okay.
But I don't think that there's going to be a substantial amount of overlooking, considering that it's a corner site and it's predominantly looking over the street.
And the staff will be watching the children, I assume.
Hopefully.
Thank you.
Jake, you said you looked at options for other driveways. Have you actually got any of that material? Have you looked at... we seem to be coming to this idea that the best driveway for this side would be about 10 metres in from the intersection on Wentworth.
Yep.
I mean, I tend to think it's not ideal to have every child getting in out of the car in a basement with a bit of curbside pick up and drop off.
I would love to have a council that agrees on curbside collection. Oh, sorry, not curbside collection, that's waste. But for curbside drop off... Curbside drop-off, I've never had a council concede on a on-street parking space in a DA assessment anyway.
Well, I mean, you know, people need to look at the reality of childcare and how it actually functions.
I completely agree.
You see, you're asking us to defer it, and I'm quite keen for this childcare centre to go ahead, but it can't right now.
Mm.
And you're not really – it'd be good to have something. We had a proposal or some sort of design that gave us a bit of comfort.
I would have loved to have been able to have provided that, but the first time I had council provide any correspondence was the notification that this meeting was occurring.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. I mean, look, I'm a little bit worried about the process myself because it's a serious DA.
Yeah.
And, it's something that has a sort of community purpose to it, so we'll have to talk about that issue.
Thank you.
One question I had was to do with the air quality monitoring, and your sub-consultant used Parramatta North monitoring station as opposed to doing on-site data collection. And that has been raised by council as a significant issue because council believes that that's not representative of this site.
Yep, that's completely fair. And we are absolutely more than happy to do that detailed assessment. I think that's a different type of report for the air quality. I think we just did the initial investigation.
Yeah, okay.
Beautiful. And to add to that, council's concerned that the data that was used was collected in 2021 during COVID, during the COVID period. So it's also
not
questionable as to its
That's absolutely validity. Fair too. Yeah. And that was actually another thought process as to the design outcome for the centre. The kids in the outdoor play areas for the kids are as far away from Rutledge as possible. I kind of do fear a little bit that if we were to do a scheme where the driveway or the parking area was along the rear, that pushes everything towards Rutledge.
Okay. All right. I think that's probably all we need to do now. We will move to a closed session and determine the DA, and you will the minutes, which is the determination statement, and it has our it'll have the reasons in it as well. We'll give you guidance for then speaking with council and whatever steps you then take. But for that, I close the meeting now at 3:50 something. And thank you for your patience and thank you for being involved today. Thank you, Jake.
Thank you
and
all
thank
for hearing.
Thank you to our objective as well. Thank you. I close the meeting.
Thank you.